The case has been another blow against the MDC alliance, which has lost over 40 members of parliament since last year in what observers say are ruling party-sponsored machinations to liquidate opposition politics. A letter signed by Benjamin Rukanda, who claimed to be the Secretary General of the People's Democratic Party, PDP, said the legislators no longer belong to the group. The PDP is a member of the MDC alliance coalition that contested the general elections in 2018. But Justice Emmy Tsanga ruled that Rukanda was not the PDP Secretary General, effectively giving the recall no legal effect. In an interview with VOA, the first plaintiff in the successful court application, Kutsatsa Pulu, speaks on the matter.
Yes, I'm quite happy to hear that the judgment has been granted by the High Court in this case. Although we are yet to plot on the way forward, we are quite happy. Basically, what it means is that the person who wrote the letter is not a bona fide Secretary General of the PDP, which is in the alliance, MTC alliance. He has been declared to be an imposter.
Legal analysts and experts say that the letter which precipitated the recall should have been moot because the issue of Rukanda's status already was before the courts based on a court application by the recalled MPs last year. But they say Parliament Speaker Jacob Mdenda, who belongs to the ruling party, acted on the Rukanda letter before the matter had been resolved. Pulu concurs.
How can you recall when there's a matter challenging the authority of this person to author a letter recalling? At law, nothing stands upon nothing. You can't get something out of nothing, and therefore there is no recall. The Speaker of Parliament had been notified that there's this pending matter when we were bizarrely recalled.
Rukanda actually belongs to another faction of the PDP. Observers say that aside from alleged ruling party power machinations, intra-party fighting within opposition ranks has contributed to their current troubles and left them vulnerable. MDC Alliance provincial spokesman Swithan Shirohodza insists that the principle of separation of powers has been violated, creating an environment in which the legislature rides roughshod over the judiciary.
So instead of giving a prima facie benefit of the doubt to the MDC alliance for having legislators in parliament, Mudenda gives political parties with similar names and no legislators in parliament the benefit of the doubt.
Paul Owiti and four others expect to return to parliament barring an appeal by Rukanda. Reporting for VOA, this is Adigondo in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe.